You are now entering a plane full of possibilities.
Hello and welcome to Possibilism, episode number 17. We're almost all the way to 18. We're almost legal.
This is actually our third take.
It's only number 2. Okay, maybe it's number 3. Whatever.
This is number 1.
Tim, what?
I'm sorry if you hear my voice all the way to your left.
I am Martin LeChance. And apparently,
Tim LeChance, co-host and brother, and
Robert LeChance.
We all have the flu. We've been out for a while.
So,
give us some time.
Yeah. That's where we've been. Hopefully you've had fun.
As
Robert said, we had a couple of, first off, trouble getting together, and then computer errors to slow down our recording process.
And so it has darn squeaky table.
And Tim, leave the table alone. I don't know if they can hear that, but either way.
It was squeaking.
It was squeaking. So we've got some things to talk about. We're not going to go all the way back to Born of the Gods cards because it's just been too long.
Yay!
But we are going to go back a little bit. So
let's take a Born of the Gods.
Let's talk about first off. They just announced, since actually this is actually the newest news, but on March 2nd, they announced that the May pre-release promo is Tormented Hero. Rob, have you seen it yet?
Nope.
I only showed Rob because Tim just saw it a little bit ago. Tim, what do you think about it?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. I really don't like it. Like, I thought it was cool, but it's just too dark for me, and I'm pretty happy.
I don't get the black mascara.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like sludge or grime.
There he is, Rob.
All I know is it is not lovely.
Oh, well.
Is it better than the original art, though?
Yeah.
I think it might be, too.
That's probably not sludge. He's a hero, remember? He serves a god.
I think it's mascara.
That's probably
he's fabulous.
That's probably paint on him for the on Erebus.
Or it's like some kind of oozy black sludge.
Yeah, I don't know. Or either way, smoke. I don't like it.
Dripping smoke. How cool would that be?
I think it's better than the original art, and I'm excited because we'll get to why I'm excited later. But I'm excited for that. Hopefully,
calm
I can win
down,
one.
Cowboy.
So next on the docket,
I'd rather put my horse away.
So they did announce that there's a product coming out in the summer called Magic the Gathering Conspiracy. So I'm going to read a little bit of the article directly. Pick.
This has something to do with the government. Badoom.
Pick, plot, and play. So what it's going to be, experience a magic format where the intrigue begins long before the first spells are cast. Revolutionary new abilities impact every part of the play experience, starting with the draft itself. So what I'm getting from it is it's a drafting format. Like, you're supposed to draft it. And, like, here's a card called Cogwork Librarian.
Want me to say what?
I got it. It costs 4 colorless for a 3/3 artifact construct, or artifact creature construct. Draft Cogwork Librarian face up. As you draft a card, you may draft an additional card from that booster pack, if you do put Cogwork Librarian into that booster pack. So as far as gameplay goes, it didn't have much application. It's a 3/3 for 4, but drafting it makes a big deal, right? I mean,
I don't like it.
You don't like
it? I don't understand.
If you get like a pack of cards to draft from, and you don't see anything that you want or you can use,
mm-hmm.
you can draft that in case you see a pack that you see get later that has 2 cards you want.
Yeah, I think first pack, if this is only 6 cards in the pack, you take that every time, right? That way, when you get pack 2, pick 1, you can get 2 picks out of the first, out of the second pack. I think I said that.
Or you just hold on to them to your very first pack and round 2.
Yeah, I think you might actually be drafted highly because of the fact that, you know, I mean, how many times have you seen a pack where you're like, well, I could take this card or this card? Now you can have both.
That's what you do with the two-headed giant.
What?
Each of you get 3 packs, and each of you open 1 pack, just 1 out of your 6.
Uh-huh.
And you pick 2 cards in the pack at a time.
Oh, really? Okay, I never drafted a giant. Sounds interesting, though.
Because the pack's only going to rotate through, like, 5 different people.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. The first ever multiplayer-focused booster set has new magic cards with new mechanics. Enhanced multiplayer play. Reprints. And how many? Give me 1 second. So we drafted 6 to 8 players, split into groups of 3 or 4, and you can play multiplayer or free for all multiplayer games. I don't see what it says. Where is it?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a last. I swear I read somewhere where it said how many new cards there are, but I don't see it.
Well, there's 210 cards.
In there. 65. There's 65 new cards.
Cool.
In Conspiracy, one of which is Cogwood Librarian. And there's going to be 210 cards total. It's going to come out June 6th. And the symbol is kind of weird. It's like a cog, actually.
Yeah, it's bent.
It's like a nut and bolt. It's bent, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. And then also, there is... why don't you guys read this one?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Magister of Worth. Costs a black, a white, and four. It's a rare angel. 4/4 flyer with Will of the Council.
Bum, bum, bum.
When Magister of Worth enters the battlefield, starting with you, each player votes for grace or condemnation. If grace gets more votes, each player returns each creature card from his or her graveyard to the battlefield. If condemnation gets more votes, or the vote is tied, destroy all creatures other than Magister of Worth.
So it's like, in a duel, it's going to tie every time, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
And you're going to destroy everything. Or if you vote to get everything back. Basically, it's up to you. Because you get to choose, basically.
You get to start the vote, so they if it's only a one-on-one.
Then they have no choice, actually. Because it's always going to be tied or your favor.
Yeah. Now, what would you rather do?
Well, it depends on your graveyard. Right?
It's a 4/4?
Yeah, it's a 4/4 flyer for 6.
I'd probably just wipe the field.
Agreed. She's got board wipe with a 4/4 for 6.
I mean, right? On turn 6, you can wipe the field and have a 4/4 flyer out.
So
it's hard to stop you at that point.
It's even really good in Commander, right? I mean, or in any multiplayer format, for that matter.
This card's good anyway.
So they are going to be black bordered, so they're legal in most in whatever format they are. Now, it does say that there 52 will be legal in Legacy and Vintage. 13 cards are not going to be legal in Legacy or Vintage, which is really weird. Because most things are legal in Legacy or Vintage, at least Vintage. Which makes you think that they're going to be... The only things banned in Vintage are cards that have anti. Do you know what anti is? You know what anti in poker is, right?
Yeah.
Same thing in Magic, you just have antis. But your cards are your anti.
Oh.
You bet cards.
That's terrible.
So...
You bet the cards.
That's how Magic used to be. So those cards are banned, and cards that test dexterity... Such as Chaos Orb.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos Orb makes you flip it, and whatever it lands on destroys everything it lands on. So that's not legal, so I'm guessing there are 13 cards that are going to be dexterous testing?
Like a card, like a Ninja Star, if it sticks in the wall, you win.
And there are going to be 15 cards per booster pack, and they're going to be $3.99, like most things, which is nice. Anything else about that? No. All I know is... Oh, and the Magister of Worth is the promo you're going to get if you... participate in the release event. So I don't know what they're going to do, but we'll definitely see what Wizards Tower is going to do. What?
I don't even know how I want to participate.
Dude!
I really don't
know. I'd go just for the Magister.
Seriously, I would rob.
It's not really...
She's awesome.
And the Cogwork Librarian.
It's not...
I'm not interested in her.
Whatever, you two suck.
I'm only interested in him for the draft ball. Outside of draft, I don't want.
So, let's see what else we talk about today. Now, they announced... if you know what Funko is, they're going to do Funko Planeswalkers. They're little plush dolls with giant eyes.
Wash your mouth out.
Funko. Name of the company. Not my fault. Funko Pop. I'm sorry. Funko Pop. Better. So they're going to come out with 6 plush dolls in... Yep, someone's car's honking.
That's the second time this happened. Haven't the gyms, too.
Yeah, it did. When are they going to be released? I don't see. Do you see when they're going to be released?
From the press release right here. So.
Didn't see the date. Well, they're coming out with a Johnny, Jace, Garrick, Chandra, Liliana, and Nissaravane.
I don't understand. I think Tamiya would have been a much cooler choice.
Or Elspeth. That would make so much more sense. She's actually mean something. Unless, does it mean they're going back to Lorwyn? Was it Nissaravane on Lorwyn?
No.
Oh, where was she?
World, the Zendikar? Set. Yeah.
Does it move back to Zendikar?
I really hope not.
I hope they do.
Are Eldrazi coming back?
I really hope not.
Emrakul, Dash 2.
I'm dropping out of standard for a couple
I
years.
I hope they go back to Zendikar. I love Zendikar.
They also announced that they're going to release actual, like, what are they made of? Team with talented sculptors to create Funko's new legacy collection of 6-inch deluxe action figures.
Hoenn confirmed.
In August.
Doesn't say what they're made of.
It doesn't say they're made of, no, but they're set to release in August. The, oh, wait, here's the release. Oh, April is when the vinyls are, or the plushies are coming out. And then in August, they're going to release, like,
action figures. The action figures that do actual planeswalker things, like teleport.
Yeah, and it's the same six. It's going to be Jace, Garrick, Johnny, Liliana, Chandra, and Nyssa Ravain. Whatever. I really don't get Nyssa Ravain, unless we're going by Zendikar, which would make sense then.
Which I would hate. Yeah, I would be out of standard for quite some time.
Tim's really upset by this.
I'm super upset.
Go Zendikar.
It's so, whoever gets Eldrazi first wins.
Anyways, no, Zendikar was whoever got Jace first won. It was Clawblade.
Nope.
Well, Clawblade was Zendikar and Scars and Mirrodin, from my understanding. Mm. So, in M15, they're starting a new product called the Clash Pack. So, what a Clash Pack is going to be, it's going to be 260-card, I think? 260-card decks? Yes. Designed to be played against each other. It's a great way to introduce new Magic players to the game. It also comes with six premium foil cards with alternative art. Well, now I have to get it. Oh, no choice anymore.
So it comes with six promos?
Yeah, six foil cards with alternate art.
That's basically
It'd be promos. Funny if they were regular M&M promos.
That'd be annoying. So it's not a replacement for event deck, but what they're going to do is they're going to alternate going to event deck to clash pack. So for M15, we're going to have a clash pack. For Huey, we're going to have an event deck. And then for Dewey, we're going to have a clash pack. And back and forth, in theory, for all of time?
Until we come up with something
else. Until we play until, and chase away.
Until they come up with something else.
Yes, until they come up with something else. So what happens is friend next level. So you get two ready-to-play 60-card decks, six alternative art, a deck box, and then everything else. Oh, and there it is. It's $29.99, a little more than the event deck.
Isn't that the sign of the Planeswalker?
Yes.
That might mean the Planeswalker...
No, they just sit on everything.
Well, that's a magic promote symbol.
Yeah, it is a magic symbol, basically. Yeah, they just sit on everything.
Hoenn confirmed.
Hoenn?
It's Pokemon related.
Okay, well, whatever.
I'm going to go plane chase to the plane of toiletries.
So, we are going to talk about the Jace vs. Vraska deck, which comes out on Friday.
Woo, Vraska.
So, Jace. Here are the deck lists, guys.
Are they promos?
You ready? Yeah.
Holy balls.
Fancy art. You like the art? Jace looks even more goth, if you ask me, but that's not the point. So first the Jace deck.
Well, they've lost my respect.
We've got one Dread Statuary, which is
can help but click that, could you?
Not good. Add one color to your mana pool, tap four, Dread Statuary becomes a 4/2 golem artifact creature until end of turn, still land.
You said that really fast.
Sorry. What, do you like it?
No.
No. Tim's the two cards you like. You like Halimar Depths.
Woo, Halimar Depths.
And yes. Tim's favorite card, 21 Islands. it's got a card called Aeon Chronicler. Did?
I have no idea.
Blue card, I thought you might know. Rob, why don't you read it?
Sure. Costs 2 blues and 3. Aeon Chronicler, but... Anyways, it's a rare avatar. Star. Its power and toughness are equal to the number of cards in your hand.
Awesome.
It's got suspend ability, Tim.
Awesome. Suspend.
Suspend X... Tap X, 3, and blue.
That's expensive.
X cannot be 0.
Whoa.
Whenever a time counter is removed from Aeon Chronicler while exiled, draw a card.
Holy balls.
Dude, just love that card off.
What kind of card is that? Like, turn 5, suspend it for 1. Draw a card, it comes into play, draw another card, swing for how many cards you have. What kind of ball card? What? Oh,
are you
my
happy
God.
Or upset? I can't tell.
That's awesome. Oh, it looks creepy. I love it.
I'm
getting that for Commander deck.
So what's next? Aether Adept.
Everybody knows Aether Adept.
They do? I never know Aether Adept. One blue, human wizard, 2/2.
ATV Bounce.
Oh, I never heard of it.
It's pretty standard blue.
Aether Figment?
Oh, I do.
He's from Zendikar.
Yeah, kicker, 1 in a blue, 1/1. It's an illusion. Kicker for 3. Aether Figment can't be blocked. Aether Figment was kicked. It comes up with 2 plus multiple counters on it. Oh, so it's unblockable, guys. You can make bigger. Well, that's nice.
So he's either 1/1 unblockable for 2.
I am
or,
buying this. Just for Aeon
Chronicler. Or 3/3 unblockable for 5.
The Archaomancer, and everyone does know Archaomancer.
I know Archaomancer.
Here's one of the new art cards, Body Double. It's clone, right? Oh, creature in a graveyard. Oh, weird. Mm.
Cost a blue and 4, 0/0 shapeshifter, rare.
You may have it into the, I pretend to be.
You may have it into the battlefield as a copy of any creature card. In a graveyard.
Including opponents.
Including opponents.
Chronomaton.
Chronometron. I have it.
Oh, Chronometron. One colorless for 1/1, cap 1 in it, put a plus multiple counter on Chronometron. Meh.
I like it for 1.
Okay.
You got nothing else you can do.
Crosstown Courier from RTR. I'm going to have to read that one.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Dream Stalker.
Oh, that's really good. One in blue, Illusion. When there's the battlefield, return a permanent you control in his hand. 1/5.
Oh, he can block like everything.
On 2. I mean, wow. I put you a turn behind, but nothing's blocking him.
He's actually really good.
Oh, I have like
a place. Eric Ephemeron from the 4/4 with suspend for 1 in the blue, spend 4 for 1 in the blue and flying for 7. Yeah. Jesus Mindseeker from M14. Jesus Phantasm from M13.
This thing's just full of illusions.
Kravakian Mist.
The first 2 of.
No, it is. So it is. 1 in blue for Star. Oh, it's equal number of illusions in the battlefield. It's a flyer for 1 in a blue with equal number of illusions. This is an illusion. So it's 1/1 for 2.
Oh, so this whole deck is
illusions.
Illusion deck.
Yeah. And then Leyline Phantom from Gate Crash.
Terrible card.
It's not. Merfolk Wayfinder.
Well, I love Merfolk Wayfinder.
1/2, Merfolk Wayfinder, the top 3 cards of your life, put all islands revealing in your hand, but that's okay, actually, and they're flying.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Phantasmal Bear!
Yay!
Phantasmal Dragon!
Hey!
Riftwing Cloudskate!
Even more yay, that card is good.
Seagate Oracle!
I have no idea.
When Seagate Oracle enters the battlefield, look at the top 2 cards of your library, put one of them in your hand, the other on the bottom of your library.
They're not bad.
For 2 and a blue, for 1/3.
Yeah.
Steal Our Secrets, meh. With all the creatures. Agoraphobia. Meh. Claustrophobia. Control Magic. You control and create a creature for 4 mana.
That's not bad.
I like it.
That's pretty good. Future Sight is another one with new art. Here's the one I was telling you to. Should be the baby on it.
You want me to work the mouse so you don't have to...
What?
You want me to work the mouse because you're all over the place?
I got it.
Good card.
Yep,
there's skulls.
Griptide.
Oh, that's a cool Griptide.
Some old arm, I'm guessing.
Holy balls.
Into the Royal.
Oh, Into the Royal is a great card.
Another Zendikar one.
It's balanced with a kicker of draw card.
Jace's Ingenuity. Draw 3 cards for 5 mana.
Instant speed. That's nice.
Wow. Memory Lapse. Whoa.
Counter target spell for blue and 1. If that spell is countered, it's placed on top of the library instead of the graveyard.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's just like stall.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be a troll.
Prohibit. Another counter spell.
Oh, I had that too.
Counter spell was converted to make costs 2 or less. For who was kicked, a 4 or less counter spell. Oh, cool. Cool. Ray of Command. Wait a second. It's Act of Treason.
Untap target creature and opponent controls.
No, I should read it out loud.
That creature gains haste. When you lose control of the creature, tap it.
It's Act of Treason better.
It's a blue version of Act of Treason.
Oh, it's not better. It's the same, basically.
Well, no. That way you can, like, use tap effects and stuff.
It's the same.
If you have vigilance, it's something.
Yeah, it is. And there's... See, now, Remand got reprinted. And this is a modern, like, staple card. Like... Every blue deck of modern plays are mid, I think.
I don't like it.
So I think this is the way we're printing our man, which is nice. Cause look, it's a $15 card.
Holy balls.
It made
it
run up.
Why?
Because it's so good.
It's so bad.
No, it isn't.
It doesn't counter the spell.
It counters your own spells. Put your own spells back in your hand.
Why do I care?
Okay, so here's the modern scenario, okay? I play Snapcaster Mage. Yes. They Cryptic Command it. I remand it back to my hand. They fizzle their Cryptic Command. They don't get to draw a card.
Why can't you just remand their Cryptic Command?
Snapcaster again. Remand your own Snapcaster. And because if you... Because then they can cast it again.
Moving on.
Rob's right.
Oh, Tim, look.
Spelltwine.
I know Spelltwine.
We just saw that at the gym shop.
Oh, yeah? You let target instant or sorcery card from your graveyard and target instant or sorcery card from your opponent's graveyard. Copy those cards. Cast the copies if able to in their mana cost. Exile Spelltwine. It's not great. Okay, bad. Summoner's Bane. Counter target creature spell. Play a 2/2 blue losing creature. He'll get out of the battlefield. Oh.
That's terrible.
You get the illusion. And are you serious with the sound? I got it. And 2 Thought Scour, which are fine.
And you get Planeswalker.
And, of course, you get Jace, which is probably worth the bad deck on its own, right? $17 is almost worth the amount of the deck. Moving on to Frasca. You get 9 forests, 1 Golgari Guildgate, 1 Rogue's Path, which is a weird include if you ask me.
No, because if you open the Frasca, I mean...
Oh, you're right. 11 Swamps and 2 Tainted Wood. It's like Tainted Plains. Are they all tainted? I wonder. I got something very similar in Sorn vs. Tibble. So you get Acidic Slime, which is good. Corked Traitor, which... I'm fine, read.
Costs a black and three. It's a 3/3 human rogue, uncommon. The ability is pay a black and two, sacrifice a creature. Target opponent reveals his or her hand, you choose a card from it. That player discards that card. Activate this ability anytime you can cast a sorcery.
I don't really care for him. He's a little too expensive for me. The ability, that is. He's fine with a 3/3
like
four.
Guard.
Death Hood Cobra!
Yeah.
He's good.
He's a reprint.
Yeah, well, they're all reprints. Drooling Grodian? The Beast? The 4/3/4. Tap 2. Black and a green. Sacrifice a creature. Target creature gets +2/+2 in the end of turn. Another target creature -2/-2 till end of turn.
That's good.
That is good. Everything dies, and then you get pumped up.
Four mana to do it.
Yeah, and you have second creature. Festerhide Boar.
He's good.
He's very... Oh, is he? Oh, Morbid.
Sort of sack outlet.
Yeah, Morbid. Well, they're all a lot of sack outlets.
The creature died this turn, so it's a second deck.
Yeah, and there's two Gatekeeper Vine, which is
easy to sack.
Fine, except for you only one Guild Gate.
You seem to have a real hard time controlling
that. Well, the table's shaky. Highway Robber. 2/2 and Highway Robber in the backfield. Terrible. Lose 2 life. You gain 2 life. That's pretty good. I like that. Mold Shambler. He's pretty good. He got Kicker for Destroy Non-Land Permanent.
Have you noticed him mumbling mostly?
No, not. Oh, Non-Creature. I'm sorry. Non-Creature Permanent. Necrotal. I don't know you.
Got 2/1.
You got a Doomblade on him.
Cost two blacks and two. It's a 2/1 Human Assassin. The uncommon. First strike, and whenever he enters the battlefield, destroy a target non-artifact, non-black creature. It can't be regenerated.
Well, it's not Doomblade. There's a card before Doomblade. What's that called? It's that. Destroy a non-artifact, non-black creature. I can't remember what it's called now. Now Doomblade's better. What else is here? Oren Viper. 1/1 for a 1/3. Whenever Oren Viper deals combat damage to a player, destroy that creature. Oh, it's a Death Touch.
It's a rare.
Yeah, it is. Well, they're all, to be fair, they're all in the set, so... Whenever you call an individual player, you may draw a card. Oh, it's pretty good. I like it. Oren Reef Recluse. He's pretty good. He's from Rise of Eldrazi.
And Tim's not even paying attention.
He's not.
I am so paying attention. We just went to Oren Viper.
Good guess. Since we did Oren Reef Recluse. 1/3 with Reach.
Chandler.
And you can go straight to the flying and kick him for 2 and a green. That's pretty cool.
And you kicked him, he can destroy two flying.
Yeah. Yeah, I like my spiders to destroy stuff. Pulse Tracker.
Another Zendikar card.
I was even attacking people and lose one life. That's okay.
Vampire's really big in Zendikar.
Here's one of the new art. Putrid Leech.
Oh, Putrid Leech art. Oh my god.
It's a zombie leech.
I have the original.
Yeah, pay two life, putrid leech, two time turn. Cool. Reaper of the Wilds.
Wow, new one.
Oh, I love River Boa.
River Boa. 2/1 with Island Walk for 2. And Regeneration for... Is that green Regenerate?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a pretty good card.
Yeah. Sadistic Augur Mage. Is that... Instead of Augur Mage, put a card from his or her life. Oh,
he
player.
One.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
You always get dead. Save the cost, too.
Well, we're not really reviewing these ones as much, because most of these are reprints. It's like Shadow Light Denizen. We don't know that. Or Slate Street Ruffian. That card's just bad. I mean, there's a discard theme I see here, but... I just don't like Space Geruffian. Spawn Right. Wow, that's pretty good.
Granted, he's only a 2/2.
But you can get him through. There's Rogue Dashes in the deck.
Not gonna explain it.
Like I said, we're not really reviewing these cards as much. Stonefair Crocodile. Everyone knows Stonefair Crocodile because everyone loves Stonefair Crocodile, right, Tim?
Nope.
What? How can you not love Stonefair Crocodile?
I don't like crocs.
Tavern Swindler. Oh, gosh, that's another terrible
card. Terrible shoes.
Oh, I knew I recognized Vine Lasher Kudzu. See, Rob, I knew I recognized that card. I didn't know why.
That's a card from each deck we saw at gyms.
And White of Precinct 6. Vine Lasher Kudzu, he is good. He's a 1/1. Whenever a land enters battle under control, put a +1/+1 counter on him. I like him. So now I don't have to buy him. See, now he's coming in the deck with me. 1 Consumed Strength. Target creature +2/+2, another creature's -2/-2. Oh, it's that card, that drooling Grodian, but
it's just not an instant.
On an instant. Grizzly Spectacle, that's a good include. Hypnotic Cloud, that's from Kamigawa. That's no, it's not. Oh, it's Onslaught. It's a kickable discard spell. You can discard it into it's three instead of one, right? Yeah, yeah. You can kick it and make it three instead of one. Last Kiss. What
is that? You have a creature, you gain two life.
It's Frigga's Cure, but for one more mana.
Just got an older version.
Marsh Casualties.
That's his Zendikar card.
Treasure Chart, play for the muscle jump turn. Okay, eh. Night's Whisper, that's what I was telling Tim, Rob, or Tim about. It's got new art with Vraska, like whispering in an elf's ear.
Pay two, pay a black and one, sorcery, you draw two cards, you lose two life.
It's not a blue, but you can't kill your opponent with it. Stab Wound, love Stab Wound.
Card.
Love Tragic Slip too, two Tragic Slips.
Everybody loves Tragic Slip.
Treasured Find.
Yay!
Underworld Connections.
Yay, nice. Treasured Find!
And of course, Vraska. With some cool art. Whatever, Vraska looks better anyways. Then he goes with some art. There's the card in new art. Jace, Vraska, Remand, Body Double, Putrid Leech, Night's Whisper, and Future Sight. That's the only new arts? Oh.
I like Future Sight.
I like Putrid Leech's art. That's kind of cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's got his new art's cool.
Why did Jace get four new art cards and Vraska only gets three? What the crap?
There's only seven new arts. Why don't they have to pick a side?
Well, obviously they sided with Jace. Big surprise, Wizards.
You know what? You know who has the coolest art?
Who's that?
Give me a second. Just keep talking.
Well, that's all the news. We finally caught up.
That's all the news. Now time for more exciting news.
And that's
news.
The way it is.
That's the way it was.
We're going to move on to a...
That's the way it is.
Super exciting.
Is, was...
Mega news.
Has been?
Not as cool looking.
And it wasn't even the end.
Not as cool looking as Manaplasm.
Oh, Manaplasm. Tim, you want to play Manaplasm real quick since you got it?
Yay. It's a 1-1 from Alara Block.
Charge of Alar?
One of the three, I'm not sure.
Let me see. Charge of Alar.
Charge of Alar. Costs green and two. Ooze. It's a 1-1. Whenever you play a spell, it gets plus X, where that is the spell's mana cost. How cool is that? You're like, I'll swing for one. I'm like, I'll take it. One will play Feral Invocation. It gets +5/+5. And then Aspect of the Hydra for another +1/+ Aspect of the Hydra does at that current moment.
Kid Virgin.
And how awesome would that be?
Or just blocked with my 1-1.
Trample.
He's in trample.
I'm going to give it trample.
That counts as Tim's
Nylea.
That is Tim's card of the week.
Nylea.
So we're going to do our crack attack for more of the gods.
That's an M14 pack, dude.
Nope, that is a Born of the Gods crack attack.
Yeah, just took a second
unless,
look.
Unless.
He took a second look, didn't he?
Born of the Gods has Marsh Mist Titan.
It does.
I mean, did I say Born of the Gods?
Yep.
It does. Darn it.
Yay.
For six in a red, six in a black, he's a giant. He's a common, he's a 4/5, and he costs X less where X is your devotion to black. So I kind of like him. I've never seen him do very well, honestly, and even limited, but I like him.
Alright, this next card, this isn't a bad draft pick. Course of the Tides.
That's a great card for limited. Like, seriously, I take that card, like,
is that the one that scribes me targeted?
It costs a blue and three.
I like it.
It's a siren, common, 3/2 with flying and heroic. Whenever you cast a spell that targets it, scry one. I think it's an alright card.
It's a good card. It fits really well in the Azorius archetype.
But pretty much any blue deck is happy to have it.
Mortal's Arbor.
Ardor?
Ardor, whatever.
Arbor? Is it a ship now?
Yes, it's a ship. It's a piece of ship.
I think harbor, not arbor. Arbor's a tree.
It's a wooden ship. It costs white instant. Target creature gains +1/+1 lightning on the turn.
You like it? Is it a combat trick?
I love it.
Are you sure?
It's a great card.
It's a good card.
That card's even better.
I don't like this card.
Are you kidding?
Fearsome Temper, 2 and a red for an aura. Enchant creature. Enchanted creature gets +2/+2 and has tap 2 and a red. Target creature can't block this creature this turn.
That is beast unlimited.
You like it?
Unlimited? Yes.
I don't really care for it.
Every rookie in the previous.
Did it?
Yeah.
This next one's actually a pretty good one, I think. Servant of Timuret.
Oh, that card's great and limited.
That card's terrible.
Dude, I saw a guy just get sneezed. He had two of them. He was swinging and regenning them.
Go ahead.
And, sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
Lost a black and two. I keep getting talked over.
On both sides.
On both sides. Zombie, common, 1/3 with Inspired. Whenever it untaps. Each opponent loses one life, and you gain life equal to the total life loss.
So it's a sword.
And mind. It has pay a black and two and generate.
Cool, yeah.
Dude, I saw a guy just had like, two in the battlefield and the guy with six, and he just kept swinging in and regenerating them both. And be like, well, you're dead in three turns. And he got there.
Of Erebos.
That card's terrible.
Cost black and one, enchanted creature. Enchanted creature has tap two, tap it. Target player loses two life.
I wish you gained life off that.
Actually, that's pretty good with Servant and Tenorak.
Yeah, it is.
I know what you're talking about. End of your turn, okay, I'll tap him, you lose two life. Start my turn, boom, you lose another life.
And I get
that's
a life.
Evil.
And think of it this way. You prevent damage. You can't prevent loss of life.
Yeah, you can prevent damage. It's not too much way to prevent damage. Well, actually, there's more. I can ward and hold it, but actually. Anyway, fair enough. Anyways, Deep Water Hypnotist. Tim. You trying to talk over me on the podcast?
I was actually singing.
I mean, sing over me. You can talk over me. As long as you're talking about the Magic podcast, I don't care.
Magic. I love the
you're
magic.
Still singing.
Love the magic.
Deepwater Hypnotist is for one in the blue. He's a 2/1, and he's a Merfolk Wizard. Whenever Deepwater Hypnotist becomes untapped, paired creature gets -3/-1 to end of turn.
I like him.
You like him?
Yeah.
He downsizes basically.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I like him.
Oh yeah, him.
The
yeah.
two power is kind
of. He's not bad. Actually.
I don't like him.
I play him turn 2 and then swing in turn 3.
This next one's one of the better ones of this type of thing. Nyxborn Shieldmate.
Oh, I love Nyxborn Shieldmate.
Personally, I think this one's one of the best of the Nyxborns.
I like Nyxborn Triton.
Triton's the best.
Triton is beast.
Triton's the best, but I think this
I think the wolf is next best, and then he's probably the next. The black one sucks.
I don't even know.
And so does the red one. Well, the red one, I don't know. How do you like the red one?
I don't even. Is it a pulse one for two?
For two.
There's a cost of white, common, human soldier, enchantment creature.
I mean, I guess that's nice with Impetuous Sun Chaser.
Impetuous Sun Chaser is not bad.
Sorry, Robert.
Nope, moving on.
Moving on. All right, got him stopped.
No, Nyxborn Shieldmate needs his time in the sun.
He bestows for 3. Enchanted creature plus 1 plus 2.
Okay, right, move on.
Fall of the Hammer!
By far the best card in the pack.
Oh, yeah. Plus red and 1 instant speed. Target creature control deals damage to another target creature. It's Pit Fight, but better. Sorry, Robert. You're pouting. Don't be a powder.
It's a heroic enabler, too. So, I mean, you do it to a Chrome Sky Guard, it does even more damage.
You're beautiful.
I think I watched Brotherly Love, I think, but then again, maybe not.
We're not totally sure. We don't know what it looks like.
Next is Karametra's. next is Karametra's favor for what it agreed. It's an aura, enchant creature, which Karametra's favor enters the battlefield, draw a card, and it has tap, have a mana of any color your mana pool, turns any creature into Cryatid.
I like it.
I like it a lot too.
Yeah,
and it enables Inspired really well.
Oh.
Just for fun.
Vanguard of Brumaz.
Oh, that card's so good.
Costs 2 whites. It's a cat soldier, uncommon, 2/2 with vigilance and heroic. Whenever you cast a spell that targets it, put 1/1 white cat soldier creature token with vigilance onto the battlefield. That is good.
He's great. He might be the pick. He's so good.
And so far, he's really my pick.
Tim, ready the next one.
Oh, I love this card, even though I don't ever use it. Oracle's Insight.
Oh, dude!
1/3 enchantment.
Wait. Oh, read it.
Enchanted creature has tap, scry 1, and draw.
I had a draft deck. I drafted 2 of those. Tim, stop looking at the back. 2 of those. At one point in the game, I had 2 of them out with 2 Sphinx's Disciples. Each of those on a Sphinx's Disciple.
And he scries for draw card?
What does he do? He inspires for draw card. Yeah.
This is scry draw.
And yeah.
He untaps
and draw card. So, and to be fair, I realized later, I'm like, I probably should kill my opponents. I'm just drawing all the cards in my deck.
Yeah.
Instead of swing, I would tap, scry 1, draw, untap, draw 2 more. I did like for like 4 turns, he had no creatures out. I should just kill him.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I was drawing all the cards in my deck. I was so excited.
This is why you can't play Blue Mart. I'm banning you from playing Blue. You suck
at it. I drew like half my deck, and then later, next game, he killed me with this next card, Glimpse the Sun God.
In case you didn't know, I just face-palmed.
He did face-palm.
Marty's really bad.
For white and X instant, it's so fun to draw a card.
I know.
I was drawing so many cards.
You gotta love yourself. It's like a drug.
Anyways, Glimpse the Sun God, white and X instant, tap X target creatures and scry 1.
Card is beast.
Man. It's so good. I'm going to finish it out because it's my pack.
Chromocratus,
you jerk!
I'm sorry, I ran over
you. Look at my pack.
No, I ran over your shoulder.
That's the normal one. He looks cartoony. I don't like him. So he's a 5 blue for legendary creature Kraken for 8 and 8/8. Chromocratus is hexproof unless it's attacking or blocking. Phantom of Cadiz can't be blocked unless all creatures defending player controls blocks it. Now, it has the rhyme text. If any creature that player controls doesn't block this creature, it can't be blocked. So if you like claustrophobia one of the creatures, he's unblockable, basically. Because
yes.
He still controls that creature.
It's like he's just...
Forest and a Kraken token!
Ooh, can I see it?
Yeah, I got a 9/9 Kraken token!
It's mine.
No, it's not.
You've given it to me.
Give me that token back. You jerk. Give me my token.
Reach. Reach, Chunky.
Well, now you know what they look, now they know what they look like. Thanks, Tim.
They just know you're Chunky. I didn't say fat or obese. I said Chunky.
But chunky, Chunky.
Don't read into what
chunky
I say.
Monkey.
I'm just judgmental of anyone over 102 pounds.
Do you hate yourself, Tim?
No, I love myself. I said judgmental, not me.
Oh.
I love me.
Well, we got a lot of spare time today, so you want to crack the other?
You know what? We thought about it. We're going to do it, too. I got two more packs here to crack, so we're going to do an RTR booster pack.
Oh, I hope you pull a good Sphinx's Revelate.
Let's not read these ones off. Everyone knows these.
Yeah, it was...
You're right. We're not going to read them off. We're just going to shuffle the cards and go,
We got Dynacharge. Dynacharge is a good card. Oh, wait. Before we finish, so everyone's taking what out of this pack here? Sorry.
The other pack.
The other pack. I think Vanguard.
Oh,
what do you think, Tim? Termocratus?
I had to Termocratus.
But if I was looking for college to keep, I'd take...
No, draft. You want to win. You want
to
win.
If I wanted to win, I would probably take Sun God. Clemson Sun God.
Clemson Sun God. I
take Termocratus for one reason. You're guaranteed to have a bomb.
You do have a bomb.
How many times you drafted and then realized at the end, you're like...
I don't think we win. I have no way to win.
And when you want a bomb from one of the gods, it doesn't get much better than him.
There are plenty better.
There are some Brumaz.
Brumaz would...
Brumaz is really hard to get.
Well, yeah.
Now, granted, you're also drafting Theros at the same time, so
anyways,
continue. Next one, Terrace Worm.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad card, honestly.
Oh, he's a good guard. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's got Scavenge. Pretty bad Scavenge, too.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, hey, speaking of Izzet cards, like we were just talking about, Essence Backlash.
I like the Backlash. That's
this
a pretty good card.
Yeah, that's
good. We got... Oh, I don't have any Sluice Way Scorpions!
Really?
I do. Yeah, I don't have any.
I only got two.
The sound of a desperate, pathetic man. Shouts out Joy of Sluice Way Scorpion.
I don't have any of these. Oh, good jailbreak.
You can have it. I have the 20 of them.
Okay.
At 4/4.
Oh, I don't have any of these. I'm just
you
kidding.
Can't have it. You
I
jerk.
Got plenty of these. Experience Skywatch. I wouldn't even want it.
That card's not great. It's not bad, though, right?
Next card is pretty good.
It's Rumbleback Rhino. This card literally won me, like, a draft. Did I win that draft? No, I didn't. I went 2-2.
He's a great
guy. Won me a game. The guy kept running, shipwreck singing my guys into his own beast over and over again, but they couldn't target this. I'm like, I'm just going to wait and hold back until he attacks. Because when he attacks, I'm like, block and Furious Resistance. 3
okay.
Elements per strike. Furious Resistance, he's like, yep, you get it. And I get 6 life. He's like, you get it. And you get 6 life. I'm like, yeah, I do. Make that own beast. And then I smacked him and killed him with a Black Rhino. That was a great game. He was so pissed.
That one?
Yeah, it's fine. He got past the turn waiting for me to swing. I'm like, I ain't swinging. You're 6/6. You must be crazy.
Next card, Azorius Arrestor.
That card's not great.
That's a great card.
Not that great.
That's a great card.
It's a good card for draft, I think.
That's fine, draft.
It has a good attack power. It only costs 2.
Yeah.
Explosive Impact.
That card's terrible.
Kapow, baby.
He just costs too much. What have we got? Security Blockade. Another card. I don't have any of them, so I got an RTR pack. It's not good.
No,
it's not even okay.
It's really bad, dude.
It's pretty bad.
What?
I Security saw somebody blockade. Else. Oh, what was that card that says you get tokens equal number to your power?
What?
What
are you talking
about? RTR we have card.
Such a big...
It's an RTR card. When this creature dies, you get 1/1 tokens, or 1/1 tokens equal to creature's power. Murder Investigation.
Oh, that's
I
a gate
saw
crash.
Somebody get that up to like 150.
How'd they do that?
I don't remember.
Oh,
but it was insane.
I only have one of these too. Slesnia Kiru.
Oh, good, another key rune. I need more key runes.
The first time I've ever done it, say, "Oh, good, another key rune."
Tim, you're gonna love this.
Oh, sweet! I love this. Another Izzet card.
Tim, leave my rare alone.
Izzet Staticaster? Yeah, baby.
That card is actually modern playable.
Can I have it?
No.
Why not?
This is mine.
Why not?
Oh, look, a Collective Blessing! That card is pretty bad, actually.
Shut up.
It's cost so much, dude.
Shut up.
What else we got? Hey, look, a dragon. A dragon token?
Yeah, dude.
Something wrong with this pack. They're out of order. And then a Mizzium skin at the back. A foil Mizzium skin.
High five.
I could have used you on game day. Actually, I have to buy him now. Because now I have a Mizzium skin.
Can I see a foil? Now you don't.
Give me the Look at the dragon token. That's weird. You seen it? I've never seen a dragon token from RTR.
Yeah, I
have
one.
It's for Udvar Helcon, I know that, but
it's also for the Izzet card. Dragon Shift.
No, they make 4/4s, not 6/6s.
Oh.
6/6.
I should have bought Dragon Shift.
Well, you should have bought. I have a place that
well, at least I is it aggro?
Well, we're still way ahead on time because these two guys couldn't get their act together. Jeez.
What did we do that made this faster?
Yes, what did we do that Argue. Darn it. So I also bought an M14 booster.
Dude, if you open Tony Hydra, I'll give you all the cards in this boost in this box.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Isn't there Tony Hydra in there?
No, that was my buddy Sean that was borrowing.
Oh. So
this is actually the deck I would need him in.
There's Naturalize. We're not reading these either because.
Yeah, everyone knows these.
Bow.
Angelic Wall.
Nah. Oh, wait, did we ever say what we're taking in that last pack?
Nope.
Wait, before we continue. Wait. What do you guys. Actually, I would say it's probably not Collector Blessing, actually.
Is it Staticaster, dude?
Maybe. Oh, that's a pretty bad pack, actually.
It is Staticaster, dude.
I might take Sluiceway Scorpion.
I'm going to the Staticaster.
Probably,
you got Flash, you got Haste,
I'll
and you got Poke.
I'm probably going to Azorius Arrested.
Yeah, I might maybe Rob. It's a really bad pack, actually. I might go Staticaster with Tim, though, actually, because it's just because it's got a powerful effect.
I'm going to Azorius Arrested just because it's, you know, one color.
Blood Baron.
Smelt. Oh, gosh, the bad packs
keep
coming.
So far, I'm in Blood Baron.
Yeah, Greed.
Rootwalla!
In the Rootwalla. Totally in Rootwalla. Flying Rootwallas win all day, every day.
Rootwalla doesn't have flying. Tim
it does with my deck. All three of them. I'll Rootwalla up in your face.
Scaly, leathery wings.
Messenger Drake.
And that's a good card, too. It might Rootwalla.
Rootwalla.
Wild guess.
Rootwalla all day, every day.
Disperse.
That's actually another card. I'm going to take Disperse.
That's actually a really good card.
Yeah, it is.
Card wins you games.
It does.
Oh, this is a popular draft. Spore Mound.
Spore Mound's a really good card, too. What do we got? Ugh. Tome Scour.
Scour in the Dome.
You don't want it, I'll take it.
We'll see if I have room.
Ooh, I love this card. Corrupt.
Meh. That's okay.
Yeah, that kind?
No.
Oh.
Not like I have any of them, actually.
Oh, this might be the pick. What is it? Banisher Priest.
That probably is the pick. Have you seen the sick art for the promo for April? No, March.
Yeah.
March. The March promo? Oh, the art's great.
We've all seen Banisher Priest.
Oh, look, a Battle Sliver.
Hey, look
up. Tim is gone.
Tim had to go for a second, but that's okay. So I'll finish it out with a Trading Post. My days got made because I love Trading Posts and don't have any. So it's Trading Post. Let's be honest. The big Trading Post.
Yeah.
And a Mountain. The pick could be the Mountain. I'm not going to lie here.
I love the Trading Post.
Yeah, Trading Post is it for sure. That Trading Post, man, that card is so great. Actually, I probably still have Banisher Priest because what does Trading Post do again? Tap one in it, discard a card you gain 4 life. Tap one in it, pay one life, put an 0/1 goat token on the battlefield. Pay one in it, sacrifice a creature, return target artifact from your graveyard to the bank to your hand. And tap one in it, sacrifice an artifact, draw a card. That card does everything. It literally does everything that magic wants to do.
All the stuff goes in a circle.
Yeah, it does. It's so good. I love it so much. Well, there's my boosters. So we're going to move on. Talk about game day a little bit. So why don't we start with Rob. How do you talk about your game day experience? What did you play, first off?
Well, I played a Golgari. I wanted to make a scavenge-focused deck, but I didn't have enough cards for that.
And
I didn't have the cards I needed. So I just made, well, you guys helped me, but we made it a kill-focused deck.
A kill-focused deck.
Just focus on removing everything from the field.
Removing does help.
It did that wonderfully, I gotta say. About half the deck was removal cards.
Yeah.
So every time someone plays something on the field, dead.
Dead.
So Abrupt Decay, with the new Feral set, Golgari Charm is now removal, basically.
Yeah, it kind of is.
There's a lot of enchantment creatures. Besides the gods, there's still a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had the Doomblade.
Doomblade's great. Great card.
Yeah, and Petrify. Putrefy. Along with Vraska.
Vraska, I don't know.
She's a removal.
Yeah, I don't know if she's standard playable. She's good, but man, I don't know.
I almost got off her gone special off.
Oh, yeah?
Almost.
Almost. Well, almost doesn't count.
Yeah. If I did get off, I would have won.
So, how'd you go? How'd you do?
Well, I got 2/2.
But Is that good enough for any boosters?
Nope.
Oh, poor Rob.
Yeah.
To be fair, you lost the first two rounds, then won the last two rounds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your tiebreaks are terrible. That's why. Because I also went 2-2, and I won two boosters, which were kind of, what's what I'm looking for?
Fat crappy.
Bittersweet. Because I was at 2-0, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can do this. I can do this. I can get top. I can win. And then I lost. So let me talk about it a little bit. So first round, let me talk about my deck. I'm sorry. So I played Dimir Aggro, focusing mainly on heroic theme. With I had four Tormented Heroes, four Artisan of Forms, who honestly never performed and came out of the light, out of my main deck every game. So she's probably come out of the deck completely because she just never been good. Four Wave Crash Triton, four. I'm forgetting someone. No, I already did the one here.
Uh-huh.
The three drop. One second, let me look at my deck. For a missing creature, Agent of the Fates. That's kind of the point of the deck with Agent of the Fates. But you know what Agent of the Fates does. He's great. And then also four Dusk Mantle Seer. Just because he's just so good. He's a 4/4 flyer for four and draws you cards. I mean, yeah, he draws your opponent's cards too, but.
But he can also get you killed.
Yeah, but everything in my deck costs three or less except for him.
I'd just rather use Spectrumia.
Eh, he's better. I like him. Anyways, he dropped an extra card. And he's a 4/4 flyer.
Yeah, sure.
For four. So, Artisan Forms is probably coming out for Pain Seers, now that I have a foily one, because I did get 7th, so I got a foily Pain Seer from the other game day. For Targeters, I also have 4 of Aqueous Form, 4 of Hidden Strings, which was the inspiration for the deck. When it came out in Dragon's Maze, I thought, you know, this card does a lot of things, but nothing good, really. But then I was like, oh, I can target two things every time and cipher it and do it again? This card's it. And, you know, I wish I had more stuff that had inspired on it, but I wanted to keep my curve low. Now, I should have just honed up and bought the Pain Seers, and I could have run Pain Seer with it to just draw all my cards in my deck, pretty much. I'm also running 4 of, oh gosh, Triton Tactics. Great card. It attacks both my creatures. Helps them survive burn. And it hits 2 heroic triggers. I got 4 Boon of Erebos to not let my guys die. I mean, it cost me a little life, but that's okay, because it only costs 1 mana. And I was actually able to randomly take out a couple of big dudes. Now, to be fair, my opponent misplayed when he did this. But he swung in at me with his Pelucranos, and I blocked with my Agent of the Fates. I Boon of Erebos him to regenerate him, and he had to sack a dude. Now, he should have sacked the Pelucranos, but he sacked a different dude. Then my guy killed his guy. Why he let it go that way, I don't know, but I wasn't going to argue with him because he let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I also got 2 of Mizzium Skin, which was an include only because Tim's... Or 4, not 2. 4 of Mizzium Skin, because Tim said, you know, getting your guys hexproof was kind of pretty good, and I was like, yeah, you're right. But what can I give my guys hexproof with for 1 mana? He was like, oh, Mizzium Skin. And I was like, oh, yeah, Mizzium Skin.
It's a good call.
Duh. Now I just got a foil Mizzium Skin. So, yeah, now I'm gonna have more cards for that. So how'd the game day actually go for me? So round 1, I played a burn deck of Boros burn deck. It was pretty much mono red that splashed some white for War of the Deuce Helix. Which was a pain, because I had him down to like 4, and he went to 8. I had him down to like 6, he went to 10, because he cast like 3 Warlord Helixes. And he kept blowing my guys up, but I was able to keep countering him stuff. So he stopped targeting my creatures and only targeted me, because he just knew it wasn't going to resolve to hit down my creatures. And I was able to cast Hidden Strings enough time that my Tormented Hero, so at the end of the match, I counted, and my Tormented Hero did 14 damage just from the targeting ability on him. And I was like, wow, Tormented Hero is really good. I was wrong, because I thought Tormented Hero was kind of crappy, honestly.
Whoa, man. I'm back. I just got back from a plate of toiletries. All right. What I missed?
So Rob talked about his deck, and not talking about my deck.
Awesome.
You can be last, Dale.
Yeah. Well, yep.
You got to save the best for last.
What?
I didn't really talk that much about my
deck. Do you want to talk more about it? I thought you were done.
No, after you're done.
Okay, well, I'll move on next time.
The plane of so, rewind.
So, in round 1, I beat the Boros burn deck, and... It was pretty handily, to be honest. I think game 2, he just stumbled on mana, and I just bowled over him. So the second round, I played a mono-green devotion deck. Now, I didn't know that when I first started, obviously, but all I know is on turn 1, he goes forest, tap it, experiment one. I'm like, oh gosh, it's Slesnyagra, I'm dead. Because I can't deal with Slesnyagra, the creature's too big. Terran 2 doesn't play a land, tap his forest for a charging badger. And I literally went and scratched my head.
Oh, you played Tim.
Yeah, I played Tim.
We all played Tim.
We all did play Tim. I was like, huh, charging badger? Okay. And then I played something, and I don't remember how I played. I know I beat him, but sorry, spoiler. He never drew another land. Oh, I played a tournament with the hero, and then he swung with both his guys and warriors less than. I was like, and he's like, I'm going to draw two cards. I'm like, whoa, 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 hold up there, guy. He's like, what? I'm like, Triton Tactics, untap my guy, block, kill your experiment one. He's like, oh, I guess I draw one card. I'm like, yeah, you draw one card. Felt a little bad for saying it that way, but he was already drawing two cards. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't draw your second card yet. Before we have to call a judge, and this is a whole kind of mess. And then I ended up beating him because he drew like two lands the whole game. No, he had two lands, and then finally hit a third. It was a Nykthos. And he's played Cloning Tuskers and Corsair Crucifixes all up in this. And game two, again, he stumbled on mana, and I just bowled over him. I felt bad, kind of bad. But
I had fun playing time.
He played Nylea, and I was like, okay. He was like, okay. And I was like, Nylea? Or no, I attack him, and he's like, okay, take four, go to two. I'm like, target him. He's like, oh, I die. I'm like, okay, take it back. Cormorant the Hero, man, I'm telling you, he's so much better than I thought he was. I really thought he was a garbage card, but he's so good. I just played him with the block. I need a black one drop. I need a targeting ability. Okay. But, man, he do good with Hidden Strings, man. Hidden Strings in Aqua's form is just freaking crazy. Then I played Gruul Monsters, and it just stomped me in the butthole. Like, first game, I drew two lands, and they were both the wrong color. And then
Daniel,
yes.
Good man.
He hates to lose. So in the next game, we're battling it now. We're fighting. He's hellbent. I'm hellbent. And we're like top decking, and I have an artisan form, yet again, not doing anything but being a 1-1. Gosh darn it, artisan forms. Sorry, I just realized she's coming out of the deck. She's just so bad. I thought, well, if he's Blueprint, if I can copy it, but he didn't, so I just died. If that were my pain scene, I would have killed him and draw more cards. Sorry, guys. So
Marty's got an unresolved anger issue.
Artisan of Form just did so little for me. It really made me angry. I really thought she was going to be good. So on the board, I have two Wave Crash Tritons and an Artisan of Form. I'm at 6, and he's at, like, 10. So I'm like, swing for 3. He top-decks a land, plays it. Oh, and he has a Xenagos in play. Now, see, dummy me, I just realized that it gave it haste and doubled it. I should never have swung. I don't know what the frick was wrong with me. I kept swinging. I got really lucky. And I swing, and he goes to 7. Go. Swing again. Goes to 4. And then I was able to target... Oh, he played Mistcutter Hydra for a 1-1. Didn't attack. Why did he play for a 1? I can't remember.
The block?
I guess just the block. I don't know why he didn't tap more mana. He had more mana. I don't know. Anyways, I lock it down with Wave Crash, trying to knock with Swarm, so I hit him, scry, right at the bottom. He top decks a Storm Breath Dragon, goes swing. I'm like, go to 2. He's like, so then he goes, go to -2. I'm like, no! Wave Crash Dragon! Why couldn't you have 2 power? And I was like, ugh, okay, lose that round. So I'm at 2-1. I'm like, okay, I can still salvage this. I played another Boros-Born deck. This one much better than the first. And he's kept hitting me with cards, and I kept like fighting back, and I feel like I lost the first round. You know what? The first round, he had Satyr Fire Dance. I'm like, kill it! I made him stack with Aiden of the Fates, and then next turn, I targeted with Triton Tactics, and then next turn, he was able to burn it, and then burn my other guy. Now, I should have done waited, and in response, Triton Tactics.
Yeah.
But alas, I lost. And in the second round, he played Young Pyromancer on 2 and just kept burning me in the face and making tokens, and I was just, yeah, it didn't even matter. I played a Dustmail Seer, he Lightning Striked it, and Lightning Striked it again, made 2 tokens and killed it. Played another Dustmail Seer, he Lightning Striked it and Searing Blooded it, killed it again, and then I played a third Dustmail Seer and he just swung around it, and I was like, oh yeah, die. And I went to 2-2 and went there. So that was my game day. It started really good, got really bad. But you know what? I got to work, and I realized, you know what? That was the first time I'd ever won a constructed match. And I was like, oh!
Except against Robert.
Robert doesn't count, though, because he's Robert. You're my brother, not because you're Robert, because you're not Tim or Robert. I think you're you guys. It doesn't matter.
Hey.
Yeah, Rob's
yo,
glaring.
Hey,
so
yo,
Rob,
yo.
What?
Yo. Don't involve me in this.
Rob. Why don't
involve
you,
me in this hate fest.
Why don't you share your deck with the world, Rob? Go ahead.
Robert ran my deck.
Yeah, most of the cards I use with Tim.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It was Rob's idea. Go, Rob. Very powerful. Tim, shut up.
But anyways, yeah, the deck was designed on kill cards. And the two cards that did the most work in it actually weren't kill cards. One was Gerard's Orders. Yeah, Gerard's Orders is a great card. That really saved me. You know, I usually get to my hand, I usually get Brawls.
Brawls.
And I would put Deadbridge Goliath in the big one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yep. That was a great combo. Always worked.
Always.
And the other card that did a lot of work, one of Tim's most favorite Gorgon cards, in fact, my EB is most favorite, Treasure Fire.
Hell yeah! I mean, heck yeah. I'm sorry, y'all.
Which I have no idea why people don't use. It is an amazing card.
It's the craziest. It gives you four more of any card in your deck if you want to play set.
What I did in there was I used a Abrupt Decay, then I tried to find the Abrupt Decay and used it again all in the same turn.
It's a crazy card.
Yeah, it makes it, even if you're not using a removal deck like I was, it's great in any deck you use.
Yeah, it helped me beat Mono Black.
It gets you any card back from your graveyard.
When did it beat Mono Black?
Game Day for Theros.
Over Theros.
Game Day for Theros.
Yeah, the card for Theros, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, he hits three lands and he drops on Oral Connections, and I'm like,
no, dude, you played Simic. Remember you Aqua's Horn and Witchstalker? You went top four, remember? You Aqua's Horn and Witchstalker against Selesnya. And Arlie beat you down, remember? He beat you down with his.
Wasn't
with
that
his
Game Day for M14?
No, that was Theros.
Oh, you're right.
He beat you down with his, it was a token, but it was really his driver's license.
Did we go to a standard?
We must have gone to a standard at some point.
I'm sorry, Rob. Continue.
Sorry, Rob. We jumped on. This is Tim's fault this time.
It's my deck. I'm so excited.
Anyways, one card that disappointed me the most in the deck was Gerard. He was useless.
Really?
Yep. Gerard? Completely useless. He never did anything the whole turn.
See, Tim?
He was basically just wasting space.
I love Gerard.
He's a great card. I love him. I think he's the most powerful of the leaders. But he just wasn't any useful. I didn't need him. The kill cards were doing all the work, and Brawls was doing more damage than anyone. So, he was pretty useless.
He's not as resilient as Brawls or Lolly Troll.
But he can always come back after.
Yeah, but you had to sacrifice a swamp and a forest.
And Brawls and Lolly Troll did more damage than anyone.
And by the way, you can't sacrifice just an Overgrown until I found out.
Oh, I didn't even thought of that. That would have been cool. Why can't we do that?
Sacrifice Overgrown to get it back? It counts for Swamp or a Forest, but not both.
Reaper of the Wild was another useless card.
What?
Never did anything the whole turn.
You just made Tim's eyes bug out.
It never did anything to help me.
You're playing my deck wrong.
It never
no
did
wonder
anything.
You're
are you scrying?
No,
did you forget to scry?
What was your record?
No. The problem was is that I did get her out. But the problem was that she usually died immediately afterwards.
Oh, you mean she's a removal target? Yes, yes she is. What? When they kill her?
Usually burn. Sometimes burns. Some guys would use like a burn.
Did you play her when you had four mana or five?
Or six? She's hexproof. Yeah, you can give her hexproof.
I usually play her as soon as I got her.
Well, I'm with him. I'm playing her on four, dude. She's a 4/5. What can kill her in standard?
Usually,
she dodges doomblade things.
And she dodges ultimate price.
I never went up against a black deck. But what they did was a lot of people used Exile.
My what?
There was one guy who used Banshee Priest.
Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah.
So and then
nothing
then,
Abrupt
then
Decay
chain,
can't fix.
Chain to the Rock. There's also Chain to the Rock.
Abrupt Decay. This is why I have Abrupt Decay.
I never got Abrupt Decay.
If you count the treasure finds, you have seven total Abrupt Decays.
I'm just saying I never got
the four of which cost four.
Sorry, let him finish, Tim.
I'm sorry,
jeez.
One of my favorite Gorgon cards is Deadbridge Chant.
It's a great casual card.
I love Deadbridge Chant, and
so does
most of the tournament it did nothing. But there was one fight, it was monstrous. I got it out and I used it five times.
You monstrous it.
How did you not die or win?
Well, I just kept killing everything, but I couldn't hit them either.
Sounds fair.
Until I end up getting a Deadbridge Goliath back from my rearview.
Oh man, hitting the big creature's great.
And then I just played Brawls and then scavenged something from my rearview on Deadbridge Goliath, man, dude.
I think you scavenged something.
I would scavenge none of the Brawls.
So, anyways, that's pretty much.
So how'd it go?
As for my fights, my first fight was
In my first match, I won the first fight. It was really close. The second fight was a massacre. I didn't get any land. Not one. Well, I did get one. But
so you kept a no-lander?
I did get one in my hand, but I thought I was going to draw into no-land because my hand had three lava trolls.
Why does it mean you're drawing their land?
So I thought I was going to go into no land and play lava troll.
Well, that's fair.
But no lands came up. I looked at my deck, they were all in the bottom. Every last one.
Rob, I think you shuffled wrong.
I did the sixth thing where you
pile shuffle.
I did the pile shuffle and they came out like that. I always get screwed when I do pile shuffle.
You pile shuffle badly.
Apparently.
Anyways.
Anyways,
the last of that, the third round of that match was once again really close, but I lost. He only had two life left in the end, so it was a really close
match. Bad.
Yeah, I was that
put up
close
a fight.
To meeting him.
I know. Most of my old standard matches, I get like swamped. I like butt rushed.
He won because I ran out of kill calls.
But there was a couple of games I lost at game day where I lost. And they were like a two life. I'm like, okay, that's an okay loss. Like the first round I lost against the burn deck, he was like three, and he just barely beat me. And the match against the guy when he played Storm of Dragon killed me. He was at like one, I think. So I was like, so close. We're moving on to Tim pretty soon. But Tim had to go out again for a second.
I guess I'll just continue.
Yeah, continue. I'll get to your deck.
All right. Well, my next match.
I think we're done. Guess what match are we on now?
The second one.
Oh, gosh. We're going to be here a while.
You took forever.
It did take forever. That's fair. I just thought you were done.
My next match. This was the guy who had the Banish of Peace and Chain of Rock.
Oh, that's great. Man,
he had
deck.
Four of each.
What color did you play?
He was using red, white.
Just red, white?
Yeah, just red, white.
Really? That's interesting.
Anyways, he was exiling everything I placed down. All my creatures I placed down, he was exiling. Like Reaper of the Wild, I placed down two of them, both exiled. I placed down Gerard, he chained to the rock for that one. I placed down with a demon, a desecration demon. He chained to the rock for that. Every time I played down a creature, he just chained to the rocks or banished or beast it. I lost. I got slaughtered. All matches. I couldn't get anything out. I kept killing his creatures. Like he had Bumaz.
Oh yeah.
I killed Bumaz with Abrupt Decay.
Yeah.
Then he played another one. I Treasure Find Abrupt Decay.
Well, so Abrupt Decay.
I was able to keep his Bumaz out of a bad match, but he just had. He was rolling out so many creatures, and he was exiling everything I played, so he slaughtered me.
That's where you save Golgari Charm, and you go, Golgari Charm minus one, Golgari Charm minus one, and that didn't kill him, Golgari Charm -1.
I did, but everything he had protection from multicolor.
That doesn't target
him. Hero of the Pantheon?
Hero of the Pantheon?
But it didn't target Rob.
Hero of the Pantheon.
Yeah, Rob, that doesn't target him, he was still back.
No, he also had another thing that whenever we played, whenever I played the multicolor, all his creatures get strong. Yeah, plus
what?
He gains a life, like +1/+1. Oh, whenever I play a multicolored card, he gains a life. Whenever he gains life, all the creatures get +1. That was it.
Archangel of Thune.
Archangel
of Thune is that one. Whenever you play a multicolored spell, all you
gain
a
life.
Oh! He had that other enchantment that says whenever you gain a life, target enchanted creature, it's +1.
No, Soldier of the Pantheon.
Oh, he's Soldier of the Pantheon, he's right. Whenever you play
Soldier of the Pantheon, Archangel of Thune.
Yeah, he's right.
No matter how many times I use
he's right.
No matter how many times I use Golgari Charm, I could never kill his creatures.
Those two do it. So now,
I could never kill his creature with Golgari Charm. No matter how many times I use it, his creatures will always stay alive.
Would all be a 1-0. Always be a 1-0. For that turn.
So
an 0-1.
An 0-1, if I meant.
There was nothing I could do to kill his creatures. If I got Soldier of the Pantheon, I would be able to.
Or 2-1.
I would be able to pull up a lot more of a fight, but. No. Anyways,
that is a predicament.
That is a predicament.
The last two matches.
Well, Rubber Gaze still works.
The last two matches were easy. Last two matches were easy. This next guy, he only been playing for a week. So, I slaughtered him.
You horrible person.
You're a monster.
Which guy was that? That guy. The guy that went 0-4 and lost to the really bad white deck.
Him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did have some.
He's been for a week. What was he playing?
He was playing Boros.
Really?
He had good cards. He had really good cards, but he had no, like...
battle plan.
Whoa, there was no floating. They were just random, like randomly put together.
Hey, look, there's a rare. Stick it in there. Another rare. Stick it in there, too.
He's probably his two.
Man, why am I getting my mana for my Chilogratis?
He had a Bahamas. That was probably his best card.
Yeah.
And his other two best cards were probably Bullet Striker. But I just killed I just killed them all with Buptigan. So.
Yeah, Buptigan.
He did have that 6-1 Bullet.
Spark Elemental.
Spark Elemental? That's
Spark Trooper.
Spark Trooper.
I
love
Spark Trooper. I'm going to go jump it.
So. That card is...
You can't go over here. It's Spark 4.
Huh? It's a monster.
Spark Trooper, swing for 6, Bill Gardner. Screw you two.
I told him I don't go easy on people, and he was just amazed at the fact that I was killing everything. Every time I played something, he was dead.
Yeah. The guy I played the first time was Spark Trooper, and I was like, that card, I love that card. That's why it took forever to kill him, because he gained 6 life once. He went from 6 to 12 in, like, 3 more turns.
The next guy after that was Tim.
The green player that we all played.
Yeah, and Sarah.
Tim did a pretty good fight by his...
Wait, no. Didn't you play Tim in the first round?
Oh.
You played Tim in the first round?
It was Tim in the first round. Yeah. I lost to Tim in the first round. That's right.
He beat you.
Tim was my first opponent. That's right. The last guy was...
You played the guy that I played in the first round that played...
He was freaky looking.
Yeah. The guy that played the burn deck. You know, the one that was...
You're right. It was the burn deck. Oh, he almost got me.
Yeah?
So, he was burning me like crazy. He was playing almost no creatures.
Wazzy, you were playing Vraska. Why are you playing Vraska?
Huh?
I watched. You were playing Vraska.
Well,
usually sideboard out.
Vraska comes out because it's not
Vraska. I was trying to get out the assassins because I thought I was going to die too quick.
That's a bad plan.
I don't have nothing else I can do. I need him dead immediately.
Sideboard out, man.
Anyways, he just kept burning me like crazy. I knew about killing the creatures. Everything he had cost him 3 or less. I had so many kill spells. In fact, I had nothing I could kill anymore. My kill spells would take up space in my hand. So. Every time I played a creature, he usually either burned it or burned me, let's just say it didn't go well at the beginning.
Lardy.
What?
Why are you playing Vraska?
I beat him in the end. I almost got Vraska, but he ended up burning her.
Yep. That happens.
But those were the reasons I played her, because I thought maybe if I played her, he would put his attention on her instead of me.
That is a good thought process.
There's a thought.
And he did that. He actually did that twice. He burned her instead of me, and it saved me. So, playing her was not a bad idea. Anyways, I'm all done.
Okay, my game day, I got 5th. I went 3-1.
Hey, you did better than any of us.
Of course I did. Anyway, round one was the only match I lost.
He got you dead.
Of course I did. Round one, I played against a Boros Burn deck. I have no problem dealing with Boros Burn because I have Hexproof, lots of it, and big, fatty, fat creatures.
Because
I was playing, there's 3 of ones floating around.
Oh.
I was playing a Simic deck. I call it green, white, puncher, or green, blue, puncher face. I'm kidding, it was just green, blue, ramp. But I had no problem dealing with them. It's just, okay, game one, round one, I lose because I drew 2 lands. My deck does not operate on 2 lands. With 4 lands, I'm good. Or 2 lands and the 2 Silly Kari hits, or 1 Silly Kari hit. Lands. Basic point behind them. Round 2, I curve out perfectly, stomp his face, turn 6, he loses. Game 3, had a 4 land hand, Kari hit, 2 spells, next 5 draws, all lands.
Wow.
Yep.
You had lots of land, but nothing
to play. I had lots of lands, enough to play, and he killed me. He killed me hard. So going into round 2, I played a mono black deck, and I stomped it 2-0. Stomped the heck out of it 2-0. It felt great.
Was it mono black devotion?
Yeah, if it's mono black, it's mono black devotion.
Spider didn't beat you.
It's called counter spells and killing their creatures with big creatures.
What did you play the second
round? Mono black.
I remember that. Okay.
And then round 3, I played Tim.
Played Tim. My favorite player.
Now I actually went 2-1 against Tim.
How did he beat you?
I drew no lands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every loss I had game day was because either too many lands or no lands. I want that noted. If I drew perfect, I won.
I think every magical player could say, if I drew perfect, I would win.
No, like, I'm saying if I drew, like, just not too many lands,
Like, literally, when I say I drew all lands, it was like 5 or 6 turns of land on like a 6-land hand. Or I would open hand 2 lands and then draw no lands. But anyway, I round one against him. I caught him off guard and smashed his deck. Just tore it to pieces. Because he's running green aggro. So he goes turn 1 charging badger, and I'm on the play, and I'm like turn 2 Caryatid. Shut down. Turn game 2, round 3, I lost. I drew 2 lands, no Caryatids, and I sat there and let him punch me to a little bloody mass. And then game 3, I had Caryatid out, and I was blocking one of those guys, and I'm taking 2 from the other one, or no, 3, it was Colonial Tusker, and then I drop Kiora, and I'm just like, gas. And no, yes.
You know.
I ultimately. And he was that. Like, you don't scoop.
Oh, he's like, you don't let me have tokens? Come on, that makes them 9-9.
Literally, I was like, I ultimate her? He goes, yeah, you win, Scoop. Well, then game 4 was probably the hardest.
You have a token now you can take with you.
Thank you, Mark. You said no. Give my token back. No, you just said yes now. Give my token back. You just said yes now.
Give my token back. I need to get a Kiora as the next step.
Then, I get in round 4, I go against Mono Blue, and I'm shaking in my boots. Because I'm 2-1, and I've never faced Mono Blue with my green-blue ramp deck. Round 1, I mashed into a pulp.
That was Moises, right?
Moises, yeah, it was Moises.
He's a nice guy.
He was super nice. And I mashed him to a little pulp.
Moist.
Second game.
I think racist. I'm not sure.
He stomped me. Actually, I was wrong. Second game.
Sorry.
Focus. I lost the first round. I lost the first round, which scared me. I was like, crap. Because I drew poorly.
Thassa killed you?
No. Master Waves.
Master
I drew poorly, and he just Master Waves for like 7 tokens, and I had Caryatid.
Did the game where you drew like 100 cards with Witchstalker? Or Flamehider, I mean?
No.
You drew like 11 cards at one time. Watch
that. That was the winning blow.
Oh, sorry. I gave away the end.
Game 2, I beat him. I threw Miscutter in there, and there was nothing he could do, and I just monster. I was like, boom, Miscutter for 8, swing for 8, swing for 8, swing for 8, swing for 8, and he just lost. He was like, well then, lose.
Well, lose.
Literally, because I just kept going, okay, he played Master of Waves after I had my, I had a 5-5 Miscutter out, and I was like, swing for 5, and he went down to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bounce Master of Jam. And I just, that was my game plan, was bounce Master Waves, keep hitting him. And that's how I beat him game 2. Game 3, we went down to like 10 minutes left in the round, we were neck and neck, and Marty points out to me at the end of the tournament, he goes, dude, because I played Hunter's Prowess, it's +3/+3 trample, draw cards equal damage dealt. Well, I had a 4-4 Miscutter, and I had a Clone Hydra as a 4-4. So Clone Hydra, I forgot triggers for all your creature encounters. So I Hunter's Prowess on a Clone Hydra, like, I'm going to make an 11-11 trample, swing for 11, force him to mass block, and my 4-4. Marty goes, dude, you should have Hunter's Prowess your Miscutter, made it a 7-7, swang, had an 11-11 trample, an 8-8 trample. I was like, aw. Not that it mattered, I won the turn afterwards.
Yeah.
But it would have been, that would have basically put the iron stamp saying, you won.
You won.
But ended up packing, and that was the most hardcore match all day against that Mono Blue.
No.
I got 5th.
5th.
But I went 3-1, so I was happy. My deck did its job. And then went to game day the next day with the same deck.
You weren't there.
I went 3-1 again, but this time I got 4th.
Oh, really? I missed this turn. Okay.
Tell the story. Game 1, I played a Mono Black deck, and round 1, I stomped him. Round 2, I drew 1 creature, was Caryatid, and he was in the play. Oh, no. I drew 1 creature besides Caryatid, and he Lifebane Zombied it away. And then proceeded to kill me with Lifebane Zombie. Really sad, and there's nothing he can do. Really, really sad. And I was like, I don't want to bounce it to his hand and then draw into a creature and not be able to play it and have him take it. God dang it. So he killed me. Game 3, same thing. Same exact thing. I was Pelucranos and Caryatid in hand. I'm like, Caryatid, his turn. He goes, Lifebane Zombie. I'm taking your Pelucranos. And I was like, okay. And he proceeded to beat me down again. Yep. And then I end up playing a American deck. I played Sean.
Oh, really? You played Sean?
I played Sean, and I killed him. I killed him because I was like, okay. He has 5 mana up, and I have 3 things I can play. 2 of which I can play this turn. Pelucranos. Counterspell. Good. Witchstalker. Nice. And he's like, ah. And I was like, Aqua Swarm. Your turn. Untap all my things. And he was like, well then.
You had Prophet out? What happened?
I had Prophet
out. Oh, you had Prophet out. Okay, sorry.
I played that a couple turns beforehand. Oh. And I just proceeded to mash his face. And then he goes, Supreme Verdict to wipe the field. And I was like, Mortals Resolve.
He is inductible.
Witchstalker lives. And all my other things die, which is totally fine. Oh, I'm sorry. The mono black deck I faced in game day
was the second game. Second game day.
I played Maze End.
Oh, that's right. You played Maze End.
And I had a 256 Colonial Hydra swinging at that guy. Finally, he ran out of fogs. He drew into that one that says prevent next 7 damage. And he was just like, well.
That doesn't help.
Hold it bay. Prevent 14. I take 242. I was like, you lose.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to game 2. Around you. I beat Sean, then I played another mono black deck, and that one I beat. I locked up first from Charles 2-1. And then going into game 3, I played Daniel's Grill Monsters.
Yeah, that makes kind of fun.
I beat it.
Yeah.
Barely. Because he's like, Domri on turn 3. I was like, whoo!
You played Domri against me too, and I just killed it.
Marty, I'm running Cynic.
Sorry.
I was like, what do I do? And then I joined Aukus one. I was like, yay, Witch Dark, blah!
Wait, what do you mean? What was I playing? I smacked you with my tainted hero. Tormented hero.
Oh, see, my deck's not that fast.
Unblockable Tormented Hero, smack.
But then he's like, boom, monsters. And he had like 6 beasties up. He had the dragon.
Storm of Dragon? Rough.
And then he played Borborgamos with Combat Guard.
He played Borborgamos?
He sided against me. I was like, sided in Borborgamos?
That's a sideboard card? Against what?
I don't know. Yeah, I threw it in there because it's 7/6. It goes through anything you got
pretty much. It pretty much does.
And then I was like, yeah, you're right, it does.
Except for my giant colonial.
No, then I was just like, I'll pay 6. Curse the swine. It's a 2-2. And he was just like, ah. Huh. I was like, Link. Domri's dead. Xenagos is dead. This one's coming to you for 3. And he's like, I guess I'll double block? And I was like, Simic Charm! +3/+3. 2 pigs were dead.
2
and
pigs died.
Pretty much he just scooped. I 2-0'd him. Because he didn't see Plasm Capture coming, and he was like top deck. He slammed on the table because it was a win.
Storm Dragon?
He's like, Storm Dragon! I was like, Plasm Capture! And he just like, oh, what's that do? Crap.
That's like what he did when he beat me. He's like, Storm Dragon Swing! And I was like, oh, I died.
Yeah. Well, one guy saw me do it, and he's like, holy crap, and he calls out to another, one of the judges.
I'm Plasm
Catcher. He just calls out to one of the judges that go there. I can't remember his name.
The guy hit him out.
He goes, dude, he's playing that card you like so much. And he comes running over, like, oh my goodness, he's playing Plasm Catcher? No one plays Plasm Catcher. And I was like, I get 5 mana next turn. And he's like, all right, what are you going to play? I'm like, I don't even know.
Whatever I draw.
Yeah. And I was sitting there with my unblockable Witch Dog, and I was just like, top deck, Hunter's Prowess. My 5 invisible mana, Hunter's Prowess, swing for 6. He's like, take it, draw 6. And I was like, boom! Prophet of Krufex, untap, your turn! And he was just like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
That's a good day.
The guy who beat me in the first round ended up getting second place, so I was right behind him.
Okay. Made me happy. It made your tie break great. No wonder you got third. You better never have a 3-1.
But, Mono blue won the day on that day.
Oh, what?
It was 4.
You were the third, Tim.
What?
At least you were third. What'd you get in that second game there?
Third. Oh, so
that's
like
4.
No, 3. Yeah. No, he lost the second place. That makes his tie breaks better than everyone except for the guy who lost the first, who was in second. And I guess someone else could have finished 3-1, but anyways. We're reaching now.
It was a good day.
So we had a great weekend. We hope you had a great weekend at game day too.
Well, I made a bet with Daniel saying my deck would be his. So when I played him in the tournament, it was really nice.
That sounds nice.
But Bergman was coming off guard.
That would. So if you want, you can email us in how your game days went, and we'd read them on the podcast, right? I mean, right?
If they want to gloat about it, if you don't want to gloat about it and don't want to tell us, send it to us. We will definitely give you a shout out.
Are you closing up?
No, we're wrapping up the game day part.
Okay.
Because that's a game day. Because the game is over now.
I was about to say, we still
not to come again for another
couple 4 months.
We still haven't done Call of the Week.
But you know, I know. We're going to get there. Yeah, which we need to make sure we'll get pre-release and game day off for May next month. May, if it works.
Okay.
Cool. We're going to be going with that. For journey next.
This is my wonder. Are we going to have PTQ?
No, not soon.
Okay.
Yeah. The wife doesn't want me taking the car and leaving her all alone with no car. Oops. For the whole weekend. So, but there is a PTQ in Hollywood next month.
Oh, you mean this Hollywood?
Okay. Yeah, Florida Hollywood. Not, you know, we're not talking to California.
I was wondering.
Just saying. I'd rather go to a GP than Hollywood than a Pro Tour or PTQ, because PTQ, I don't know if you guys know, is just the tournament, basically, from my understanding, and you just play, and if you don't make it, you don't make it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With a GP, if you scrub out of a GP, there's anything you want to do, pretty much. They fire drafts. They, from mm-hmm. what I understand, they have commander tournaments.
Cool.
They have,
your,
like,
deck would lose.
Yeah, my deck would suck.
I'm kidding. Your deck would be fine.
And your then, like, slow, at Gen Con, they
you
do...
You couldn't play it.
I don't know if...
You don't have a commander.
I'm not going to get him.
At Gen Con, I don't know if they do it at other GPs. I don't know if they do. They do a giant commander match with, like, 100 people, 200 people.
In one?
Yeah.
One giant match?
Yeah.
Screw that. Why would anyone do that?
And from what I understand, the way it works is you only have effects to people that are on your left and your right. That's it. Everyone else in the battlefield doesn't matter. They don't exist as far as you're concerned.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. Okay.
So, and you have turn markers so that I think the three people only take certain turns. Like, you only take turns between us three. You know what I'm saying? If we were next to each other. I don't know how it works, but it works. Now, the only thing I did, I heard on another podcast, they mentioned a card from Zendikar, or Rise of Eldrazi called, what's he called? He's a level up card, or he's a mythic rare. I don't know if he's a level up card. Let me look up real quick. He says whenever a turn would end that's not your turn, take a turn.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Tim or Rob, anyone?
I know whenever a turn would end
going into a turn that's not your turn?
Yeah, whenever a turn would end that isn't your turn, you take a turn.
So when someone ends their turn, you get two turns, basically?
Yes.
What the heck is that?
It's from Rise of Eldrazi.
I know the card you're talking about, I just can't lose
it. Anyways, it works for the whole team. So basically, if you play it, you get a turn for every turn that's out there. You have infinite turns, and it's not allowed. Basically, it's how it plays out. Where are you? Lighthouse Chronologist. At the beginning of each end step, if it's not your turn, take an extra turn after this one.
Go back up.
Right there. What?
Just to scroll up for me.
What?
County Hydra's my baby.
Yes, County Hydra.
I love County Hydra.
So you level up. He's a 1 to blue for a 1-3, and you can level up for a single blue. Once you get to 7, you become a 3-5, and then does that. So everything is not fair, basically, in Magic. What? Now you want to look at all the other cards, Tim?
He's good.
Vengevine, yes. Vengevine is very
good. We want to look through because Zendikar has some really awesome cards.
And we might be going back to Zendikar!
I hope not.
I hope we do! There's Bear Umber.
There's Bear Umber. Closed out. Okay, so guys.
Oh, that was it.
Let's do a guess the card. I've got one. You guys got ready?
Shoot it.
Okay. First off, it's from Born of the Gods.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Save the Fire Dancer.
Nice guess now.
Flame or Phoenix?
No. I'm interested you both went red, because it is a red card.
Well, you said nice guess.
Okay, so it's a red card now.
Bolt of Karanos.
Nope.
Dang it.
Almost went there, though.
It wasn't a bad choice.
The burn, Rob. It's a burn. Searing Blood. Guess Searing Blood.
Is that red?
Robert, say it.
A Searing Blood?
No.
Darn it.
It's a common.
Come on. That's a common?
That Rage... Oh, it's like some Minotaur thing.
Ragemonger? He's a Mughal guard.
No. The Minotaur enchantment we just saw.
Temper.
Nope.
Well, there's so many red cards. Then.
I don't know red.
Red's the best color in Born
Gods. Not.
Yes, it is. Seriously, dude, it is. Dude, Fall of the Hammer.
Fall of the Hammer.
Not Fall Hammer.
Darn it.
Sorry. Fall, but...
Don't mention things that we know it's common, okay. So mention
it's
things
a creature.
You guys guess
the same creature I've ever said?
Walker?
Is it that cheapy Minotaur that he gets +2/+0 when he comes in the battlefield?
Dragon
Spires?
Butcher?
Yeah.
No.
Darn it.
He's a creature. Oh, he's a satyr. Sorry.
Is it satyr, rollicker, or whatever?
It's Boomwalker. I
already guessed it, no.
Oh, Robert already guessed it? Okay, yeah. Then it's a satyr. And it's... Common.
Flavor text?
Just wait.
I'm sure we know it.
The gods of Theros are born of the expectations and beliefs of mortals. If I have found godhood, what does that say about their true desires? Xenagos, god of Theros.
Is it the one that says that sack sits, discard artifacts, or kill artifacts.
Yes.
What's that called?
Reckless Reveler.
Reckless Reveler.
I thought it's a Reprint of Torchfiend. I thought he was Thanos.
No, he's a Reprint of Torchfiend, basically. Because Torchfiend, the 2-1 from Innistrad, does the same thing. You guys have another guy who's got the card?
Yeah, sure, I'll do one. I'm going to choose out.
Tim, do you have one around the top here? Just drop it and go look for one?
Yeah, it's Born of the Gods. No, I haven't picked it yet, so don't guess yet.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it.
I got it.
Okay. I'm going to go with Oracle's Insight.
Nope.
What's the black bestowed creature? Nyx Borne Eidolon? Nyx Borne Eidolon.
Nope. Okay, what color?
Oh, white.
Wow.
God-favored general.
Does it pop like that?
Yeah.
Nope.
Vermaz.
Good choice. I almost went with it. Nope.
Darn. Rarity.
Common.
Nyx Borne Shieldmate.
Nope.
That vigilance thing you pulled earlier.
Vanguard of Vermaz?
Oh. He's uncommon.
Oh.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know why either.
Jeez, then you don't know anything, do you?
Maybe I should have chosen blue to give him a chance.
Next. I skip.
Okay, what's type?
Oh, type. Creature.
White. Common white creature. Oh, Chrome Skyguard.
Yeah!
Victory! You got one, Tim?
I'm still looking for it. Did I pass it?
Jeez, no,
it
Tim.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Try to make it something.
Born of the Gods.
Jewel Cats.
No.
Oracle's Insight.
Okay, what's next?
Color.
Green.
Thunder's Powers.
No.
Rarity.
Rarity? Common.
Green? Oh, Mortal's Ardor. Immortals Resolve.
That's 2 mana.
How it is Stetson, Stetson Oathsworn.
No.
Wait, you just said it was... You said
green mana. Common.
You didn't usually... It costs 1 green?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't say that, did I? It costs green.
It costs green?
Oh, we did mana cost?
Tim, we didn't...
I forgot.
Tim gave us it. It's called a single green. It's a common. Did I guess? I'm sorry. Mortals Resolve, I said.
Yeah, I got it wrong, so what is it now?
What's its subtype?
Charging Badger?
No.
What's
its instant.
What? From Born of the Gods.
Yeah. Tell me when you're done.
Rob, you got anything?
Charging Badger was kind of pulled off.
Caught a single green instant. Oh, Aspect of Hydra.
It is Aspect of Hydra! Oh, that cast 1? I thought that cast 2.
No, is it Japanese?
No, yeah.
I had the American version, too.
Why do you have a Japanese version?
Sean was like, I didn't have the same one. Sean was like, I got a Japanese one. I was like, heck yeah! The
Japanese ones are prettier.
Whatever. Sorry, my fault. Okay, let's move on to Cards of the Week. Tim, your Card of the Week?
Oh, here.
Or you want me to do it?
You guys can go.
Can I be your Card of the Week?
Oh, yeah. My Card of the Week is... A cooler paladin.
You're right. That fits the theme of talk about cards that don't get talk. Mm-hmm. What does it do?
It's a white and one.
Okay.
He's a 3/1 with... he's a human knight.
That could matter.
Human knight uncommon. A 3/1 with Battlecry. If you don't know what Battlecry does, when this creature attacks, all other attacking creatures get +1/+1.
So it's Remyrd and Besieged.
Yeah, and it's great for two-headed giant because it doesn't say creatures you control.
No, it doesn't. And yeah, you attack the same time. That'd be good.
That's cool.
So I'll do my next one.
Also, do you have one?
I have one.
Also, we like the way he looks. He looks awesome.
So my next one, Born of the Gods, and I was thinking, what cards did I get that aren't gonna get a lot of talk in the pre-release? And this one, I'm sure, is not gonna. It gets a lot of hate. I heard that. So it's Impetuous Sun Chaser.
Love that card.
I know, right?
Great card.
It's not a good card.
What
does it do again? It's a 1 and a red for a 1/1 creature human soldier. He's a soldier? I just realized that. So he's up flying in haste and Impetuous Sun Chaser attacks each turn if able.
So I'm on two. He's devastating.
I think he's fine. Especially if you follow him up after a Loyal Pegasus. Loyal Pegasus one, Images of three, swing for three on two, yeah. In the air.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he is haste does make him pretty good.
Yeah, I like him. And even if he's actually turned, I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of flyers, actually. There's a lot of flyers.
I don't think they're going to have one set up by turn two.
Not two. But the thing is by like turn four or five, he's going to run himself into a wall and die. But I guess, is that bad? I mean, he doesn't.
Well, if you're running in red, you might never run into the wall.
I mean, you know, you're right. And also, he's really great with Ordeal. Boy, is he good with Ordeal.
Throw Ordeal of Perforos on?
Yeah. And I also like that he's the story of Icarus, right? Icarus?
Yeah, he's Icarus.
Okay, he's Icarus. I can remember the name. And I like the flavor of it. And I think he's fine. He didn't do great at the pre-release for me, but there was a couple times where he did like 4 or 5 damage. And honestly, can you ask more at a 2-drop than 4 or 5 damage? Not really. No.
And if you think of Icarus, you can see him being red cat.
Oh yeah, for sure. Let's go fly up to the sun. Yeah, it's red.
Woo!
Anyways,
my card of the week is Aspect of Hydra, because I think that's an underrated card. I think that card just
so. Let's talk about what it does.
It's a 1 green instant that gives target to +X/+X for extra devotion to green. That card is amazing.
That card literally cost me the pre-release win
because someone hit you with it.
No, well, not just that. I couldn't do anything about it because he had 5, I think, in his pool. It was like mono green. He had 3 Sedas Nodes Sworns, 2 Corsair Crucifix, a Pelucranos, a Nessing Wild Ravager. I'm like, dude, did you cheat? Seriously. Like, because, I mean, it just freaking nuts what he got, right? I mean, and.
Oh, I need Leto's Novel Glosses.
Seriously? And so I mean, I sideboarded, and I lost game 1, won game 2, and game 3, so I sideboarded the Hunter, because I was running green. I'm like, and he played Oathsworn. I'm like, oh, there's my chance. I get him right now. My course will be a 6-6. There's no way. So I hunt the Hunter with him. He's like, okay, Abbot Hydra. My assistant Oathsworn gets +4/+4 and 2 counters. It's a 7-7. He's my courser. I'm like, my life is garbage. I'm like, Jesus, I cannot believe this. It's just like nuts. You know what I mean? And so that card, no joke, it's a great card.
It's a great card. I think it could see standard play.
Honestly, I think
you could
do standard.
I definitely see it being standard.
Yeah, I could see that. You're right. It's just it's got a low ceiling.
I think plus nothing.
But then you're not gonna play it.
Seriously,
I think it's a call that when they made it, they probably didn't expect it to be amazing. But
it's part of the common devotion cycle of.
I've built a deck with it in it, and that card, even on turn 2, is beast. Yes. Or turn 3, I'm sorry, because that's when I start swinging.
Yeah.
I'm like, Setessa Nose Worn on 2, because I have my Malice Mystic, and then I swing for 1, and I'm like, oh, Alka Swarm's just 3-3, swing. Aspect of Hydra, he becomes a 8-8. Good. And I have 2 mana up left to protect him with Simic Charm.
Yeah, what are the cycle devotion cards? It's Marsh Mist Titan, Thassa's Rebuff.
I don't like Thassa's Rebuff.
Thunderous Might? Plus I suppose so.
Yeah.
Marshman's Titan.
And then there's the white one is Sun God, no.
Acolyte's Reward.
Acolyte's Reward, yeah.
So, I think it's probably one of the better ones, actually. Acolyte's Reward's pretty good, too, actually.
Yeah.
But,
I think the Titan and Thassa's Rebuff are the worst.
Yeah, probably. I think Rebuff could see standard play.
Only in Mono Blue.
Yeah, in Mono Blue,
solely.
It counters pretty much anything, then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, after turn 3, because what, is it 1 in Blue?
I think it's 1 in Blue.
Yeah, I think it's fine. But then again, I could be wrong. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. So it was a great talking to you again. Hopefully we'll get this up soon, and you guys can email us what your thoughts were about, especially about how the show was, considering it's been a while.
We missed you.
We did. We definitely did.
That's a lie.
What? Robert hasn't as
well.
Robert hasn't as well.
Rob is soulless.
He's got the Grinch mode.
He is in Grinch mode.
It's like Depeche mode, but worse. Now imagine how bad that is.
Oh, gosh, Tim, why do you have to bring up Depeche mode?
It's a band.
Depeche mode.
They're
terrible.
Good?
And you're worse than them. Anyway. So, I mean, you're some kind of awful.
So, Rob, why don't you give some contact information?
Oh.
Fine, I'll go. You can contact me at readingfreak1990@yahoo.com anytime, and I will answer you back, hopefully, promptly. I don't know. Rob?
Oh, neighbor1@yahoo.com.
Oh, and all the chickies, 772.
You're joking, 626, right?
826.
You get your phone number. I thought it was your email. Oh,
it's geez. Just honestly better to try and get a hold of me.
Then you realize if there's probably one chick at most who.
Well, you can text me, baby.
She won't call you.
She won't call you.
You might get a call from a guy.
Do not call me. Just shoot me text.
If you're a guy, call him just to annoy him.
I won't bother me at all. I'll just start getting.
Breathe heavily. Don't say anything. Just breathe heavily.
And if you want to contact the show, you can contact us at possibilitystorm@yahoo.com. And any one of us could check it. I don't think they ever would because
they don't know.
I'm
too busy. Working.
Yeah, sure. I check it. Whatever. So
that's we have different jobs.
We have the same job. I work at a different time. We have the same job. Whatever.
It's fine. Hard being beautiful, Marty.
Oh, your job is being beautiful now?
Beautiful has responsibilities.
Technically, we do also have a Twitter at Possibility Storm minus the O. You can always try that.
It's Possibility Storm.
And we have a Facebook page at Possibility Storm. You guessed it.
Possibility Storm.
No, I thought about that, but it wouldn't fit either. Remember, don't fly too close to the sun.